This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hurricane Agatha, the strongest storm ever to hit land in the eastern Pacific in May, has caused flooding and mudslides in Mexico that killed at least 11 people and left 20 missing, according to officials in the southern state of Oaxaca. It's now June, start of the official hurricane season. All this inflation is affecting how communities prepare, Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
Most industries rely on networking to get things done. Disaster management is no exception. Josh Morton is the emergency management director for Saluda County, South Carolina.
You know, we just could not have all of the resources that you need, you know, whenever a large-scale disaster happens.
Morton relies on neighboring counties and even states for help with staffing and supplies. And those relationships are becoming even more important because...
Unfortunately, our budget really isn't tied to the number of storms that we're seeing.
That's partly because it's hard to predict storm trajectory, what communities they'll hit, or whether they'll make landfall at all. Rick Lutick directs the Center for Natural Hazards Resilience at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Historically, we've only provided relief after the fact, and still that is our primary funding source, but the whole idea of earmarking a fraction of relief dollars for preventative measures is very helpful.
A study from the National Institute of Building Sciences says every federal dollar invested in disaster mitigation saves $6. Mitigation includes everything from reinforcing property to raising building standards.
I mean, preparation is key.
Preparation may be harder for families this year who are facing rising prices all around them. Brock Long is a former FEMA administrator.
Inflation does impact evacuation behavior.
He says more people will weigh their safety against the high cost of gas, hotels, and food away from home. And that could put more stress on local governments to provide shelter and meals.
Planning assumptions change when the economy changes.
And when the economy changes, the cost of recovery changes too. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.